now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Oh, time to have a chat to Mick Floyd now. Johnny Bowden, get your pen out because we're going to get a few winners because the news will be a few minutes late. We need to focus on the TAB Australian Cup here, and Johnny Bowden loves his greyhound racing, so he won't mind too much. Mick, it's an exciting weekend coming up. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, it certainly is. The Australian Cup is one of the premier races on the Australian greyhound racing calendar, and this final on Saturday night is a cracker, as you would expect, for a race that is worth $300,000 to the winner.
$300,000 to the winner. Tommy Shelby was the fastest heat winner and his favourite. But is it a more open final than that?
Yeah, I think it is. He's had a cruel run of box draws, Tommy Shelby. He's made pretty much every group final in the country over the last little bit. And he's travelled far and wide. He's the most travelled greyhound in the country, coming from WA, of course. He's come with box four in the final here. He was very good early on Saturday. He went 5.05 for the first mark, which should have been close to the lead. But it's his mid-race and his finish off that was just exceptional. He went 29.51, which was the fastest the night by some margin. Box four isn't ideal, but look, I think he should get enough run. Shimmer Classic's drawn on his inside, and look, she's got good early speed, but isn't as strong, and Tyler Durden on the outer won't worry him too much. The pressure will come from the outside of that in box six is Fernando Bluey, trained by Kayla Cottrell, who of course come off that Group 1 win just 2 weeks ago, and at 18 years of age, she's having an absolute stellar start to her career. Fernando Bluey won the the Australian Sprint at Sandown Park 2 starts ago in race record time. He's a very, very capable greyhound. Went 29.77 in its opening run and certainly thereabouts. And the greyhound I liked last week going into the heat, Stigalong Tonk, has come up with box 7. He's going into his 9th Group 1 final. He has a hero run there as well. He just can't draw a box in these big ones. But from box 7, I don't think that'll hurt him too much. As I said, Fernando Bluey has that early speed on his inside and should give him a nice enough card across, and does look the value runner in the race. He's around about $6, $7 for the Australian Cup. That's a big long tonk, and looks good value. But so, a favourite, and will be hard to beat.
She was a couple of great storylines with young Kayla, who's 18 years of age, Kayla Coleman, training Fernando Bluey. And then the team at Tommy Shelby donate 10% of their prize money to the bushfire volunteers over in WA. So a couple of lovely storylines as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The team with Tommy Shelby, they do a lot of charity work. They pick out a charity each month to get behind, and they've donated something like $25,000 over the period. He's been at the top of the game. He's won nearly $500,000 in prize money himself now, so a fantastic performance by the Greyhound and a great gesture by the group of connections there.
Who wins the Group 1 Fantabale Superstayers? Houdini Boy, $1.90.
Yeah, it's an interesting field, this one. Houdini Boy is very good. We know what he's like. He does drop off and weave his way through the field. He did run into one better on Saturday night, though. Zach Minnelli was absolutely brilliant at box rise. Ran a very quick first split, set split records at the second and third markers, and was enough to hold off Houdini Boy. They went a lot faster than the other two heats, running 42.21. Zach Minnelli's come up with a 3, which should suit just fine on Saturday night. Houdini Boy's in the red. Go one of two ways, the red box for Houdini Boy. He can either drop out and get the space he needs to work his way through the field, or he could get bottled up. There is a little bit of pace on his outer as well, and a couple of greyhounds that will also be fine in line well. Sunset Burbsky in box 5 and Stanley Road in box 8. They both won their respective heats, and they, just like Houdini Boy, will be working their way home. So they're going to need a little bit of luck, but look, Zaffinelli, for mine, does look like a pretty good chance there, and Houdini Boy is probably just a practice short for mine. So if you're looking for the value runner, we're on Zach Minnelli to win the Group 1 Superstayers.
And what I've been loving is that we can watch all of the greyhound action obviously on Sky, but both Group 1 finals will be shown live on 7 Mate from 9 o'clock on Saturday night, so that is great coverage for the greyhound industry as well. Now, Floydie, the most important part of your segment each and every week, and you deliver, is leaving us with a couple of specials. So from Saturday or tonight at Sandown, where do we go?
We'll have a look at Sandown tonight. I'll give you two to follow. First two legs of the quaddie. Race 5, number 1, Zipping Zabo, has drawn beautifully there and should have enough early speed to lead and win. And in Race 6, Tough Tears. Race 6, number 2, Tough Tears. Hasn't won since winning a Melbourne Cup heat way back in November, but stepping up to the 5.95, he's finally drawn well, and I think he'll be forward enough to win this race. So a couple of winners there. And if you're looking for something to have a watch on Friday afternoon, the Horsham Cup heats, they are absolutely outstanding. A couple of big names there, including Shimmer Shine and Nangara's Jim Zardashian. There's some real big names hanging around there at Horsham. A $50,000 Group 2 race out there on Friday night, the final the following week.
Good on you, Floydie. Enjoy the TAB Australian Cup weekend, and we'll talk all about it next week.
Really will. Thank you very much.